Listen up, Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives, exclusively to our listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, some days I get off air and I think, man, you sound like a bragging, arrogant, narcissistic, egomaniac. And I know that's not how I am. I have to get gutted up to fight these people. I sit here and look at all this news all day. I know what they're up to. And I'm a very loving, sweet person. But when people mess with me or try to dominate me, I just flip out. I mean, that's just how I am. So this is all real, what you hear on air. I mean, I kind of let myself be bad and blow up and stuff, but it's real. Just like I let myself, you know, put 6X underwear on my head and make fun of stuff. Because I'm a funny guy behind the scenes. I really should have just been in comedy. That's what I have fun doing. And people say, man, that's pretty discrediting what you did. Well, I can't help it. It's real. And when I blow up on air, folks, it's real. I mean, it's real. And the reason I went off talking about myself right there, I say, I don't like talking about myself, but then I do, so you can understand where I'm coming from, because I get embarrassed of myself. I mean, I was there, it sounded like groveling to Ron Paul, telling him how great he is and how wonderful he is, but that's just really what I'm thinking. So I'm just going to say it. I can't help it. But then I realize in my gut later, and intellectually, I go, no, it's right you tell people how big this show is, so people understand we're not all alone. Liberty's popular. And it's important people know what Ron Paul's done with your help and my help. And if Rand runs and doesn't win, he'll educate people and become more iconic. But I don't think he's the father. More eloquent, but not the father. We have to celebrate our leaders and celebrate our voices in the wilderness that have been successful. This is biblical in proportions. Just got chills. And I've got to realize, hey, I got millions of viewers and listeners. I better wear a sports jacket. I better lose some weight. I better care about myself and the position I'm in to help people. I better live a long time for not just my children, but for everybody, just like we want you to be a winner. We shouldn't let the enemy demoralize us or get us down. You know, I got down some this week, and I made a commitment this morning when I woke up that I was going to be in a good mood today. Because, you know, we're here fighting. There's a lot of good forces in the world. And I think we can turn things around, but I get really upset, almost start crying when I think about how bad it's going to get if we don't stop this. I mean, that's where the anger comes from, because if people just knew, but I guess they do know. You know, I went in to talk to some folks about a school my children might go to, and the head lady was a listener, and she said her brother was a listener, a bunch of other folks were listening, people in the parking lot were listeners, and one guy came in to fill a propane tank, and he was a listener from England who's moved here, and then I went and stopped at the gas station to get gas, and the people on both sides pumping gas were listeners, a black guy and a white lady, two different cars beside me, and then I went in the store, and the clerk was a listener, and then I was walking in the parking lot here, and some air conditioning guy was across the street, and he was a listener. I mean, every person I came by today, almost every person was a listener. I don't know how they're all listeners. And I mean, a lot of them listen all the time. I was talking to them. So we don't have those numbers. Yeah, 15, 20 million a week, but, you know, 700, 800 million views on YouTube, 400 million on one channel. But I don't know where it's all. And I think, my God, I'm like talking to millions of people. And it's not a power trip. It's like, why me, God? And then I think about how I'm a man, folks. I'm just like everybody else. I'm sure not some saint or angel. I mean, compared to a lot of people, people would say, yeah, you are like a champ, you know, being a good guy overall. I don't screw people. Quote Tony Montana, I ain't never broken my word to anybody, and I never come after anybody didn't have it coming to them. And at the time, if I got an enemy trying to stab me in the throat, I'll just step right over them. I don't even enjoy destroying enemies anymore. I used to, and it was an evil thing. I repented of it. I couldn't get over doing it about 10 years ago, and God healed me. Now I take disgust in even having to defeat my enemies. But I have victory seeing the innocent get out of the clutches of the evil. And so we should all celebrate how successful we've been. And all of you are part of this victory, just as much as I am. And this crew out here, and our sponsors, and everybody. We should celebrate that we're still in the game and having victory.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
The corrupt, kleptocratic, eugenicist-based system that we're under has an absolute hatred of humanity in general. And they use our own empathy, our own caring for these poor immigrants that are in absolute squalor and tyranny in Guatemala and south of there, being bussed in deliberately by the North American Union to bankrupt the country, create the gulag casino model that Max Kaiser talks about. They use our compassion to get us to sign on to political correctness to accept this and America's final journey into slavery. They've done the same thing in Europe. And you're not going to help Latin America imploding North America. We'll get Max Kaiser's take on that. He has predicted a major move by the middle of this year, last year, on record. We don't even have the crew to dig all that up, but you heard him. He wrote articles about it. He has predicted the move away from the dollar by the middle of the year. Now, he predicted the bond market would start imploding by the middle of the year, too. That hasn't quite happened yet, but it's moving in that direction. I just had Ron Paul on saying that it's more imminent than ever. Saying that it's been building towards this and it finally accelerates at the end. I've had so many other economists, stockbrokers, top analysts on basically concurring with what Max is saying, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others are moving in that direction. We'll get his take on the economy, on the whole waterfront, coming up today with Max Kaiser. First off, this hour is brought to you by Infidel Body Armor, infidelbodyarmor.com. It's made in Texas by a U.S. Air Force veteran outside Dallas, used by defense contractors in Afghanistan, police all over the world, by civilians who want to be prepared for, you know, what hits the fan. Armor's still legal, and they've got every different size you need out there. 10% off, again, for the 4th of July. They always have some specials going. You see what those are right now at infidelbodyarmor.com or 888-608-6605, infidelbodyarmor.com. Continuing, ladies and gentlemen, my body armor only goes up in value over the years. It's level 3, and it's more affordable than a lot of other types out there, so check it out. Don't forget mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. The government's gearing up with bullets and food and all the rest of it. You should, too. The place I get prepared with the best quality storable foods at the best prices, non-GMO, great customer service, My Pat Supply, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. Found the specials are 866-229-0927. Check them out today. And don't forget, in the month of July, we've got upwards of 25 to 45% off, even brand-new best-selling shirts that we don't need to discount. I just love to do the discounts because we sell twice as many and still fund our operation, and then more of the shirts hit the ground out there. You'll meet fellow patriots, fellow info warriors, wearing a shirt that has a red body pointing a gun at a blue body with a bag of money in its hand saying socialism is somebody with a gun robbing you. With the Molon Labe shirts in male and female, made in America. The limited edition brass belt buckles and nickel belt buckles, 500 of each, that are almost sold out in the nickel. And there's not many left in the solid brass. That's my favorite. So that funds the operation. These should be over $100. They're numbered on the back. They're $44.95. These things cost us over $20 a piece, made in America, owned by a veteran. It's made out on the West Coast. Was it up in Oregon? So, again, these are very handsome. I wear mine daily. Got in a hurry, forgot to wear it today. But I designed it. I hope you enjoy it. And thank you all for your support. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Made in 1776.com, and the Made in America black ball caps, golf shirts, you name it. And, again, they funded the revolution by selling trinkets in this country. I don't sell trinkets. I sell high-quality stuff. They made Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin go around at women's parties and sell little American flags. Okay, well, I'm here selling high-quality made-in-America flags that will fly for years. I'm selling high-quality stuff, water filters, the best quality, lowest price, biggest distributor of ProPure because we have the lowest prices, promo code WATER. This is how we fund the operation. And in closing, I want to salute all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members to see the nightly news, all my films, and more. We're doing the year-end special in July this year. 5-plus months free when you sign up for a year. 11 memberships per membership. 11 people can use it simultaneously. That's 1 cent a day for each person that uses it. 1 cent a day for a membership. Buy a membership, share it with friends and family, see the nightly news, the live events. Take the info war to the next level, funding this operation as we fearlessly and with no apologies, viciously, openly wear our bias of telling the truth and being savagely pro-male, pro-female, pro-child, pro-human. Viciously, unapologetically, in the face of the tyrants, waging all-out accelerated warfare in the info war against the criminal class. We are here. We're going all in. And that's why we're so fired up, because this is what life is all about. Now, joining us is Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. He's got some interesting monetary news as well on Bitcoin and more today. MaxKaiser.com, and I'll give you his bio, even though you know who Max Kaiser and Ron Paul are. He's a filmmaker, broadcaster, former broker, and options trader. He's known for his invention of virtual specials technology used in many stock exchanges today. And he's labeled J.P. Morgan the biggest financial terrorist on Wall Street. And he joins us right now, MaxKaiser.com. Max, there's so much to cover before we get into the economy and the global meltdown, the rest of it. What do you make of the North American Union and Petraeus' words and Pelosi's and the Republicans standing by as the border is basically opened? I know you're a libertarian like I am. We could have this if Mexico was open, too, and didn't have all their systems, but we have welfare here. I mean, this is the ultimate cheap labor for the corporations, welfare-sponsored like Walmart. What do you think about this, and do you think it's going to get a lot worse now that they've legalized all these people that will draw even more? Max Kaiser.
Hey, Alex. Great to be with you again, and hello to everybody around the world and especially in Austin, Texas. Hey, do you remember a couple of years ago they talked a lot about the Amiro, and you haven't heard about the Amiro in a long time, and that was the idea that Canada, America, and Mexico were going to come together as a currency block to kind of counterbalance what was happening in the Eurozone. And you didn't hear about it for a while because the Eurozone went into a financial crisis, Greece went into a crisis, Ireland went into a crisis, and you didn't hear much about the Amiro. I think now this idea, what we're seeing on the border with Mexico and this these comments being made in Congress, they're setting the stage to bring back this idea of the Amiro. And why now? Because at the moment, you've got Russia, China, and Iran are forming a currency block. So are the BRIC nations as well. But I think more importantly, the China, Russia, Iran are forming this very strategic currency block under the what's called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. It rivals the Eurozone in size. It's obviously based on, in large part, on natural resources, which going forward is going to be a key factor, much more than the economies that are based on printing money. The risks that Ron Paul outlined just previously on your show, those risks have now hit an end game, if you will, and we're heading into a period of a much more aggressive inflation. So economies that are resource-based are going to be much more important. So I think that's what's going on. They're setting the stage for a talk is going to start to bring back this Amiro idea that Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. have to create a common currency because Eurozone has a common currency, and now there's a currency, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization with Russia, China, Iran, and, of course, the BRICS are doing something as well. And I think that's what's happening, Alex. I think we're going to start hearing about the Amiro.
Max, when you said that, it all clicked because the Republican and Democratic leaders are all saying, we've got to be one hemisphere. Petraeus is saying it. Pelosi's saying it. Petraeus is saying it in Europe. It's all a new talking point. But you go back to the North American Union documents from BAMP Canada in 2006 and 2007, they say we'll use a border crisis to bring this in, and then then that's what they're talking about, billions of investment in Mexico to, quote, stem the tide. They mean investment to their buddies and themselves, not to the people. So the answer to a failed Latin America will be to merge with it, and it all just clicked when you said that. You're absolutely on target.
Yeah, well, that's what I hear. That's what I think is going to happen, and that's what the language suggests to me, that they're setting the stage for this currency union and organization. And then you have, of course, these pipelines that extend from Canada through the America into Mexico. So there's an enormous amount of commercial activity with the three countries working in cooperation. You also have these trade deals like TTIP and others that are global trade deals. You know, you would call it a globalist trade deal. That's exactly what's going on. They are circumventing sovereignty. So they're setting the stage for a lot of commercial activities going on between Mexico, the U.S., and Canada, and to do battle as they will position it. They say we need this because competitively we're going to lose out if we allow these new currency blocks to take over.
And that's what they always do. I mean, that's what the Toronto Commission decades ago said. Create three regions, have them compete for further globalization, then claim they've got to coordinate them all out of a later global meltdown. That will then form the one world government, like they formed the Federal Reserve, to stop booms and busts. They will use the cycle they've engineered to hold us hostage. You concur with that analysis?
Sure. And, you know, you had Jim Rickards on your show recently. He wrote the book Currency War, and he just wrote the book Death of the Dollar, and he's done a lot of work on this. The U.S. dollar has been the world reserve currency since the end of World War II, most spectacularly, you know, gave rise to the American century, so-called, and now that's hit the buffers. The U.S. dollar is being exited. As you see, China, Russia, Iran are doing these huge currency swaps amongst themselves. They're getting out of the dollar. We just had a $400 billion deal announced between Russia and China for a new gas pipeline. That's an enormous deal. They ostensibly say it's priced in dollars, but we know that they're not going to use dollars to consummate that deal. They're going to use everything outside of the dollar.
And everything you said 5 years ago here and a year ago here is now happening. I want to get the latest fine-tuned predictions now that we're getting closer to the big event that Ron Paul calls it with Max Keiser straight ahead, maxkeiser.com. He's got some other announcements coming up, very interesting stuff. More news with Max Keiser straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Kaiser's our guest. We're going to look at the economy, but first from Breitbart up on DrudgeReport.com. And I've told my reporters this. I've seen it.
Don't call my...
Anytime you fly out of Austin, if you wait 30 minutes or so, you'll be able to see it yourself. Illegals without even IDs or stuff written in Spanish, not even consular matricula, are allowed to go through the line without being checked. They don't even talk to somebody that speaks Spanish. They just let them through. TSA allowing illegals to fly without verifiable ID, says Border Patrol Union. Again, boom. It just shows how it's all a hoax, people. It's all a hoax. And then out of this, they have the new North American ID they're announcing. But still, whoever they don't want to have to follow it doesn't have to. Just like the big banks launder the money. Trillions of it. Wachovia and Wells Fargo, $378 billion, came out 3 years ago, over 2 years. No one even got in trouble. Max Kaiser's our guest. Long segment coming up. This is a short segment. Max, I want to get into the economy and the dollar. That's what folks are really concerned about. Describe for people, as this collapse accelerates, what it will probably look like, this big event, the time frames you're talking about, because it's like the creeping to the exits. Ron Paul talked about this last hour, that first a few people get up, then more get up, and finally, you know, everybody rushes to the exits. We've now reached where everybody's standing up, I think. And then they're starting to move towards the door. Does that take a month, 6 months, a year? And what will it look like, Max Kaiser? And what will the political class do to try to stop that? Because they're obviously not going to just let all this go by the wayside. They're going to try to pull something. Max Kaiser.
Well, it looks like inflation. And you already see evidence of it creeping into the day-to-day lives of the overwhelming majority of Americans. Notice that the price of food and energy is going up. The portions of the consumer products, the containers, are getting smaller while the prices are staying the same. Wages are stagnant. The theory after the 2008 crisis was that if you flood the economy with enough money, you will achieve what they called escape velocity, that the economy would be self-perpetuating. But that never happened. The government just reported the latest quarterly GDP figures, and they were shocked that it was down over 2%. That's an enormous contraction in the economy. That means that all the money they printed to bail out all the bankers of the past 5 to 6 years has not resulted in any economic growth whatsoever. Meanwhile, prices continue to go up, and wages continue to contract. So for the average person, they are experiencing, as some have suggested, they are experiencing depression-like conditions. And for those who are the first in line to get that cash as it rolls off the central bank's printing press, they are experiencing the greatest asset bubble in the history of the world, where they're buying fine art, they're buying collectibles, they're buying stocks at these inflated prices, and they're seeing their net worths double and triple. So that's the result. Is this the biggest wealth and income gap we've seen in a very long time? Not since the robber barons have you seen such a high concentration of wealth at the tippity top and everyone else really suffering at the bottom end of the spectrum.
And Max, I guess the theory is, too, the public's so dumb they're going to believe 2 plus 2 equals 5 in Common Core, that businesses didn't build their business, and that we're so economically dumb we don't know we're in a depression as everybody moves in with their parents, as the restaurants close, as the factories close, as beef prices double, as meat prices go up 60%, as the inflation hits, they just put out fake numbers saying there isn't inflation and then let them eat cake. I mean, is it the Marie Antoinette model?
Well, the numbers are fake, and Peter Schiff has done an excellent job at doing videos pointing out how the GDP, the CPI, these numbers that the government publishes are really quite remarkably fake. And the casino gulag, which is a concept that I came up with on your show, I guess, a couple of years ago, I think that explains a lot of the mentality, because in America, you can get a lot of people to accept a lot of really bad things if you hold out the possibility of winning the lottery. I think for a lot of people, the idea is they know the situation is bad, but they see some people winning, and they think that they're going to be the next winner. So they buy into the concept of this casino gulag. They're willing to live in a gulag if they can hit the jackpot at the casino. And look at a stock. I'll give you a point your direction, point your attention to this stock. The symbol or the name of the company is CYNK. It's a company that has no employees or one employee. They're headquartered in Belize. This has been covered on ZeroHedge.com. They recently achieved a $5 billion market valuation in the stock market, and yet there's absolutely nothing there. It's a completely fictitious company. It's a hoax. Now they've suspended trading on this company, and it'll just become part of the ether. That's where at the last stages of this hyperventilated speculative bubble, I think.
All right, stay there. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor to break down what it'll look like. I mean, your best approximation and the time frame, because clearly, the wallpaper on the rotten structure is wearing thin. We can see all the termites boiling under the surface. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All this institutional, computerized, rigged inequity, globalization at work. The billionaires that control trillions, all tax exempt, lobbying for open borders and more prisons. Globalization at work. If you like the way things are going, you like the open attack on humanity, well, don't hold your breath because you're not going to have to wait very long. The tyranny is here, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get more crazy. That's the thing I've studied about history, is that tyranny, autocratic totalitarianism goes from bad to worse to insane to off the chart crazy town. Every ancient culture would finally just order everyone to start sacrificing their children just to see if you do it. And burning down areas of cities for fun. And just study history. Bathing in children's blood. And I use the example a lot of Caligula marrying his horse. That's nothing. And then having it, you know, basically crap in the Senate. And they would read the droppings and decide to make decisions off the horse's droppings. I'm not kidding. You know, you can have Democratic Party websites make jokes about that, thinking their audience is dumb and doesn't know that's true. What I'm saying is, this is getting really bad, okay? And it's a form of degeneracy to engage in this type of corruption and then to one-up each other. Max Kaiser calls it suicide bankers. And he has a great story, a sad story to describe exactly what that means. But you wanted to get into Rickards, who was on. You wanted to get into what the implosion is looking like versus the propaganda and where you say we're going. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Then I want to get into some other issues with you. Max, I mean, is this suicide bankers running the world? And are they evil or are they just completely mentally ill?
Well, let's look at the question is, what's this going to look like? What can we expect? And I think something happened last week in Spain. That is very important. They are now charging customers a negative interest rate to have money at the bank. This is something we've talked about on your show for a few years.
Hundreds of times, and now they're talking about bail-ins. Go ahead.
Right. So this is now for real. People in Spain, if you put $1,000 in the bank, they're going to charge you to keep the money at the bank. So this has gone beyond just not giving you any interest on your savings. Now they're just confiscating a rate of your savings every single year. This is on top of the bail-ins in Cyprus, and this is on top of the ECB is now charging member banks a negative interest rate. So this low-rate environment, which is there to allow speculators to borrow money at 0% to give them the opportunity to make wild, outrageous, speculative 60 to 100-to-1 bets at no cost to borrow the money, with the proviso that if the bet goes bad, they get bailed out by the state. That's why these rates are at 0%. Unfortunately, it has the negative side effect of causing a tremendous amount of money going into horrible investments, like let's start a war in Afghanistan to get all the heroin production. Let's start a war in Iraq because we're going to feed our military contractors. Let's engage in insane domestic policies and give, you know, computer information technology companies billions of dollars to build surveillance states, even though this has proven to be a complete waste of time and doesn't make anyone any less, in danger from the very people that are putting these systems in place. So that's the main problem with low interest rates, is that it creates incredibly dangerous investments because there's no risk. The thing about capitalism is if it's working efficiently, if you make a bad investment, you suffer the consequences. There's risks involved. But when you take the risk away from people who have access to cheap money or 0% interest rate, then you're just creating a class of psychopaths that have access to unlimited funds that are destroying everything in their path. And you see that happening in the U.S., and you see the U.S. foreign policy. The rest of the world is getting fed up with it, and they figured out that if they can get out of the dollar, then they can get out of harm's way. That's why they're creating these competing blocks of currencies. That's why the U.S. dollar is losing its place in the global commerce. From used to be 80% of global trade was in the dollar. Now it's maybe 62%, 63%. It's rapidly depreciating because the rest of the world wants out of the dollar matrix. And this will have the effect in America of forcing prices up. Because in America, when corporations and Americans buy stuff from overseas, they do so using U.S. dollars, the world reserve currency, And
yeah, let me stop you for just a minute, because I get emails and I see comments and I even see reporters make fun of me. And they go, I don't trade in dollars. I'm not a currency speculator. Why do we care if the dollar goes down? Maybe it's good. And then I hear statements like, I don't care if the stock market goes down. I don't own stock. Can you talk to the average person out there and explain to them what a massively devalued dollar will do? We're already seeing the prices go up, but explain it to people in layman's terms, because they've convinced so many Americans not to care about anybody, not even themselves. Can you explain to these idiots, not my main listeners, but the people out there that don't get how serious this is?
Well, you know, Charles de Gaulle called it the extravagant privilege, where America would write checks that they never had to cash because all they did was print more money. And as a result, in 1971, Nixon closed the gold window, and we went on a pure fiat currency system, and the U.S. dollar became world reserve currency. We're at a situation now, similarly, countries like China, Russia, Iran, and around the world, they have figured out that America never makes good on their obligations. They never pay the debts that they owe these countries. You know, America has $17 trillion in domestic debt. They've got hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of foreign debt. And they don't plan to pay off those debts. They just plan to create more bonds and more securities to swap at these ultra-low interest rates. So when these countries say, you know what, we don't think that's really going to work for us anymore, and they get out of the dollar, and therefore America has no one to buy their bonds. There's no one to buy the instruments that finance the day-to-day operation of America. It means that Americans have to finance the day-to-day operation of America, and the only way to do that is going to be through ultra-high inflation and ultra-high taxes. Property taxes would start to increase. Gasoline goes up higher because the country needs that cash to pay its day-to-day bills that up until now have been paid by foreigners. But foreigners are going to say, no way. That's where the dollar kicks in as a factor. You see it suddenly in the price of things just going up quite dramatically, and you're asking yourself, well, why is that? It's because China and the rest of the world decided to stop funding the American economy. And we're at a place now. One of the biggest wild cards in all of this has been Germany. And recently, because of the revelations that America is spying on Germany and hacking into Merkel's telephone, Germany is now openly siding with Russia. And this is quite interesting, because that means that all that gas that Russia controls is now Germany and Russia have formed an axis along with China and Iran that is really insurmountable. There's no axis. There's no combination of countries that's going to fight that. If America aligns itself, let's say, with the Britain and, who else is America going to align itself with against China, Russia, Iran, and Germany? There's no combination of countries that's going to fight that. And they all want to get out of the dollar. They want to Germany.
But again, there's a globalist program above that to implement all this, which is meant in the final equation to bring the United States out of its superpower status to be mainly under NATO and the banksters. I mean, this is how we're being brought to our knees and then bring
Alex, let me cut in for a second, because the average American, even people that are making not so much money, they still enjoy an extraordinary quality of life compared to the third world.
And that's all going to go away overnight.
Right. That gets blown away. So I understand you're saying, look, there's the globalist layer that's controlling everything in these different countries. That's true. But for the average American, they don't understand that 80% of the world lives much worse lives than even
and they don't
Americans.
Get that all we really produce now is Hollywood propaganda, military equipment, some tech, and a bunch of dollars that are literally stacking up everywhere. And for those that don't know why Mexico's so poor, the one big reason, or Argentina or other places that used to be rich, like Argentina, they allowed the same type of scams and money devaluation. This is why those countries are like that, because they allowed political elites to swindle everything so they could all move to Switzerland and Luxembourg. I mean, this is on record. And so now our political elite have decided to literally destroy our whole future just so they could do this swindle. And I don't know how the elite thinks they're going to get away with it. Do you think, Max Kaiser, they're going to get away with it?
Well, I know that they think that they will get away with it. I know that also, if you read some of the press, there are stories out in publications that the elite read, like Vanity Fair or the Harvard Business Review that are talking openly about should we be afraid of pitchforks? In other words, the top 1% of the top 1% is now openly fearful of there being some kind of moment of clarity amongst the unwashed that are going to come chasing them down and hanging them up. And there was an essay last week by somebody out in California who wrote a very lengthy essay about the fact that should we be worried about the pitchforks and are we pushing things too far? They're openly saying, Alex, in the open press, they're saying, are we the elite pushing this too far by gobbling up so much of the wealth for really no reason other than that we're greedy? Are we pushing this too far? Are we taking a risk too far? So they're openly discussing it. And I think the answer is yes, they are, because there's very little recourse for those at the bottom. You know, last time interest rates were this low, Alex, in France was the year of the French Revolution. Interest rates, when they get this low, when the economy gets this distorted, when things get this out of whack, people en masse decide to revolt. And I can't see that not being the case again. I mean, historically, this is what happens. And this is the inflection point. I mean, I think there are ways, we've talked about ways you can deal with that. There's gold and silver we've talked about, and I believe cryptocurrency is really an unbelievably great way to protect yourself against this. So that's the only place I see.
Well, sure, I was about to say, I mean, the revolution is just as dangerous as the implosion, and there's so many dumb socialists and collectivists and welfare types that are under the control of the big banks that have gotten them dependent so that they can get their corporate welfare. It's this sick alliance. But I don't see the police going along with this and the military when they're losing their pensions as well. And more we're seeing in Greece and seeing in Spain, the police join the people. And I think that's why you see the elite saying, have we gone too far? But the worst of the elite, you know, that make 40-to-1 bets like John Corzine with other people's money, are in control, and so they can't even control themselves. I don't think anything can stop this now, Max. I really don't.
Well,
I think
another warning sign is that bankers themselves are committing suicide
in mass.
Just 2 days ago or yesterday, another J.P. Morgan banker, he shot his wife and then shot himself. And from the indications are that it was just the stress of being in that industry, they killed themselves. And this is, we've seen now, I think, 20 cases in the last 6 months.
It's more than that.
Yeah, I mean, some are directly related, some are not, but you're seeing many, many cases where the bankers themselves are at a point where, you know, like the elephants before the tsunami, the Indian Ocean tsunami, remember they ran away from the tsunami because they instinctively knew what was coming, and the dumb tourists ran out into the ocean and they all died. I think these bankers, because they know this industry so well, they know what's coming, and it's so horrific, they're blowing their brains out now to avoid the rush.
And jumping off of their 50-story balconies. I mean, it's happening right now. Very creepy.
Well, a lot of people I talk to in the banking industry who have left the banking industry, I ask them, you've had Nomi Prins on your show before. She was the next Goldman Sachs banker. And I said, you know, so many bankers are killing themselves these days. You were a managing director of Goldman Sachs. If you had stayed at Goldman Sachs, would you be in a position of being so stressed out by how badly they're ripping people off? Would you be one of these people that could have blown their brains out? Is that one of the reasons you left? She said, yeah, that's a great question. I think that's absolutely true. If you stay in these companies, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and you're openly committing a financial holocaust where you're incinerating the net worth of millions so you can get another
karmically,
bigger job.
Karmically, or, I mean, it's going to come back on you instantly. I mean, look at the Google exec shooting up heroin and dying with some hooker that didn't care about him. I mean, these elites are really not very happy people.
No, but I just you see story after story now being reported in that industry, and it's coming to a head, all of these different threads. And I am surprised myself at the number of suicides in the industry, because remember, these are people that are living, you know, quite a privileged life. And for them to suddenly have a crisis of conscience, it must, what their vision of what's coming must be so horrific. But they would know because they're on the front line. You know, I say that the reason I live in London is not because I love living in a rainy London, is because we are frontline war reporters. You know, this is really the front line in the global financial war. And you really feel it here. These bankers in the city of London, they're beginning to lose it. Every day in the paper, you know, they have another pedophile scandal in this country. The elites are caught now right here in Westminster and on the BBC. Hundreds and hundreds of cases now of child rape are being exposed almost on a daily basis. So they can't contain the snakes in the closet anymore. They're coming out every night on the BBC. And you just see it in people's faces. They're starting to collectively lose it. They know that this what's going on in Palestine with Israel that they support is a black mark on their soul. And they try to drink away their problems. People are openly drunk all day long in the street. It's become like Sodom and Gomorrah over here.
Well, and then separately, you got them funding Al-Qaeda to run around and blow everything up. I mean, the whole world is literally starting to go up in flames. We're almost out of time, Max Kaiser. When we come back, we'll have about 2 minutes. I'm going to play this Key LaRaza report that Darren McBreen has put together with some of the background history of it. I'll be on the nightly news tonight with more to understand how the government's created race-based policies. But tell me about MaxCoin at MaxKaiser.com. I know you've got a new invention out.
Oh, yeah. MaxCoin Silver Crypto Bullion. So this is, I started this site, StartJoin, which is crowdfunding. And then one of our members, a guy named Mike Murphy, he put up this idea with a silver 1 ounce coin that has a hologram of some cryptocurrency attached to it. And we sold almost $52,000 worth in 12 days. So my goal is if we get to 100,000 sold in the next 18 days, I'm going to come down there to Austin personally in August when I'm in the New
York. Yeah, that was the plan. You talked about this before, to then go down to South America to make this film. Okay, well, it's going to hit 100,000, Max, so I expect you to do this.
Yeah, we'll come down there and visit you in Austin. We get to 100,000 on this. Hopefully put the page up on your site there. It's MaxCoin Silver Crypto Bullion. You get silver plus some crypto, which I think going forward is a great plan. You have the silver, which we know silver and gold is everyone talks about is the place to be when you have hyperinflation.
And the way it boosted is tied into crypto. I think it's very exciting.
I want you to get into crypto. I mean, finally, Alex, I think, you know, you're one of the last guys to get in on this. I want you to be in on the crypto revolution. It's very important.
I know. It's just if I start getting into it, then I'll be obsessed with it. So I just don't even think about money is the issue other than the overall system. I can only be focused on certain things. That's prosecuting the info war. But it's very interesting, Max. We're going to come back and talk about it a little bit more with Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. And we got that Loving LaRaza clip.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the end. Beautiful prayer. This is the end.
My only friend.
The end.
Of our elaborate plans, the end. Say the Federal Reserve is federal. There is no New World Order. There is no plan for a cashless society. There is no NSA spying. There is no. Well, no more. It's out in the open, globalist. And you're going to commit all your crimes and your false flag terror and all of it in front of everybody butt naked now with your big old bobos hanging out in the wind. Max Keiser finishing up in about the minute and a half we have before I go to this Darren McBreen report. With some lowlights from the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan, in my view, Mecha La Raza, federally funded through Ford Foundation, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that's even in the news today, running around screaming, you know, down with the U.S., waving Mexican flags. Before we do that, tell us a little bit more about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, where you see it all going.
Yeah, well, cryptocurrency is the way to move money around. Which you can't do with gold and silver. In other words, if I have to move my gold and silver, it's very heavy, you can't move it around. Cryptocurrency, you can put it on your thumb drive, or you can actually put it into your memory and just go to anywhere in the world, and now you've taken your money with you, so to speak. It's becoming a huge business all over the world, and the MaxCoin Silver Crypto Bullion, I'm doing this crowdfunding campaign on my site, Start Join. And everyone who joins StartJoin, we shower them with cryptocurrency. You get free StartCoin, which is our own cryptocurrency. We just shower you with free cryptocurrency starting in 10 days or so. We just shower you with free money. And the idea is you're going to redeploy that money on these projects. So if one of your listeners wants to do a project like, oh, I need $200 to go get some Alex Jones stickers to put all over the neighborhood, they can crowdfund it on StartJoin. We help crowdfund it with our own.
Max, it's very interesting. Unfortunately, I'm out of time. We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for the time. Here is Darren McBreen's report.
This is our land. This is Mexico. We're the pilgrims on our land.
And we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
The United States is who is the immigrant here, not us.
Why is it that these people, these frail, racist white people, want to keep us out of this country? It's not because simply the color of our skin. It's not simply because they just want to exploit us. Let me tell you why. Because on this planet right now, 6 billion people at the forefront of the revolutionary movement is the raza. When you already
can't stop us. There's too many of us. We're ready. We're breeding by
Bill Gates.
Skin.
Bill Gates funds this.
You're white, you don't belong here.
The elite one is fighting with each other, not going after them. Miller Brewing funds this. Look at the list that funds La Raza.
It's about ensuring that we increase our numbers.
that we increase our numbers at every level. And let me tell you, we can't go back. You know, we're in a civil war.
This is America, white! You do white to be America. Go back to Europe.
You idiot. And again, it's racially based.
You know what I mean? And the people that were here before, they're just not going to get up and leave.
Back you go! Back you go! Back you go! Back you go! I did not make it on the road!
We have kids, we like
folks, I'll see you.
To start this war, believe me.
Folks, I'll see you on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday show. I'll be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Nightly News Tonight, I'll be on that as well. 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.